From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The first primary election of the season, voters from both major U.S. political parties and some uncommitted to either formed long lines at polling stations in New Hampshire Tuesday, voting for delegates committed to one of the many candidates running for president. In early returns, the leaders so far, Donald Trump for the Republicans and Bernie Sanders for the Democrats, no surprises there. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday that North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide fuel for nuclear weapons.
Pyongyang continues to produce fissile material and develop a submarine-launched ballistic missile. It is also committed to developing a long-range nuclear-armed missile that's capable of posing a direct threat to the United States, although the system has not been flight-tested.
That's Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. He says the North has been operating the reactor long enough that it could capture the plutonium from the reactor's spent fuel within weeks or months. In his annual assessment of worldwide threats, Clapper also told the Senate Armed Services Committee that Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. The International Organization for Migration says 409 fatalities have been recorded among migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in the first 6 weeks of 2016. An IOM statement on its website says the number of new arrivals has passed the 76,000 mark. That's nearly 2,000 per day. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is expected to approve tougher sanctions against North Korea as early as Wednesday. Michael Bowman reports Senate action comes just days after the North launched a long-range rocket and weeks after it conducted a nuclear test.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, says the sanctions will pass with overwhelming support. The committee's top Democrat, Senator Ben Cardin, says North Korea's actions require a firm response.
And I would hope there would be no ambiguity at all in American policy as it relates to isolating North Korea.
Approved by the committee last month, the bill seeks to punish entities in China and elsewhere that help North Korea further its nuclear program or finance its military complex. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. President Barack Obama unveiled a $4.1 trillion spending plan Tuesday for the fiscal year that starts next October. The Republican-controlled Congress is already signaling it will ignore many of the president's new initiatives. Mr. Obama's fiscal 2017 budget calls for increased spending to fight Islamic State insurgents in the Middle East, a $10 per barrel tax on crude oil, a new research initiative to cure cancer, and more financial aid for low-income college students. The president also had a new proposal on cybersecurity.
And today we're rolling out a new Cybersecurity National Action Plan, or CNAP, to address short-term and long-term challenges when it comes to cybersecurity.
President Obama. German rescue crews Tuesday pulled dozens of passengers from the wreckage of two commuter trains that crashed head-on in southern Germany. Authorities reported at least 10 fatalities and more than 80 injured. A Bosnian Serb general convicted of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity died in jail in The Hague Monday evening. The former head of military intelligence in the Bosnian Serb army, Zdravko Tulimir, had been sentenced to life imprisonment for crimes committed during the Srebrenica massacre. According to his wife, the 67-year-old general had been ill. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, says he will run for a fifth term in April's election. He promises to restore term limits if he wins. Deby seized power in a 1990 coup. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots in the air in a confrontation with protesters in the city's working-class Mong Kok district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.